Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He represents the 43rd District in Pittsburgh in Allegheny County. The state senator, Democratic leader, Jay Costa, joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for joining us today, sir. A big day for you.
Oh, it's an exciting day, Kevin. Thank you very much for being with you guys today. And, we're excited. We're going to be launching a new application developed by a local software engineer, Bhavani Patel, called Be the Change. And it's going to be a tool that our office will be able to utilize with our constituency. It's an application they'll put on their phone. It's free. And they'll be able to communicate directly to us about some of the things that are going on in the neighborhood and the community. So they'll share this information and maybe photographs with us about something that's happening, a traffic light out, a tree down, or an issues that are going on in the community. We'll hopefully expand it to be issue-oriented as well, but to also be able to share it with other folks who have downloaded the app. So we're excited about the tremendous work that Bhavani has put together, and we're looking forward to the rollout today.
Yeah, Bhavani joins us on the phone as well. We have a question for her in just a minute. But Senator sure. Costa, you're hands-on. You've always been an advocate of technology, always dealing with your constituents on quickly and regularly, and you have the Costa Connection newsletter, which is free, by the way, just to go to your website and sign
there
up
you
for
go.
It. But this is new. This is cutting-edge technology for an elected leader, correct? I mean, you're the one of the first.
Well, it is my understanding that this is a unique way to be able to reach out to our constituency, and more importantly, to have our constituency communicate with us in a variety of ways in real time about things that are taking place, things that are going on. Us to be able to receive it and act upon it and do what needs to be done to address what's taking place, but also looking to allow folks to share that same information. So if I downloaded the app, you've downloaded it, you'll know in our neighborhood, our community, what's taking place in real time, and I think that's what's really important about this. So this is a unique way to reach out with constituency. Despite the fact that the virus has been with us the last 4 months, we started down this path probably 9 or 8 or 9 months ago. But it really has become applicable, particularly since more and more folks are beginning to work, telework and things of that nature. So it's a timely introduction of this type of technology into the work that we do as elected leaders.
Yeah, the app is available for free download today in the Apple iStore. It's unveiled today. Users can report any issues in the community and interact directly with Senator Costa's office. And the developer of the app is Bhavani Patel. She joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline as well. Thank you for joining us, Bhavani. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on this new app. Excellent idea, excellent work. And it was accelerated because of the times they're changing with this COVID-19, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so we started this process and just having these conversations with Senator Costa just about a year ago. And with everything that's been happening with COVID-19, we figured, it's a really important time right now to improve efficiency and connect Senator Costa in other additional ways and get them connected to him so that they can share concerns in the community and have sort of a back and forth conversation and knowledge sharing about what's happening and how we can get those issues resolved in a quickly manner.
Be the Change is the app. Bhavani Patel is the co-founder of Beam Data. You're the developer of the app. When you have an idea for an app, everybody says, oh, just have an app. There's an app for that. There's an app for that. But what is the process? How long does it take from idea to actually putting it in the app store like you're doing today for Senator Costa?
Yeah, so I wish I was a software engineer. I wish I was a developer. I'm actually not. I'm the person that kind of curated the idea, having just been in the community, knocking on doors and having conversations with folks, and then having met up with Senator Cost and kind of getting a sense of what some of the challenges are with just keeping consistent communication going. We just sort of had a lot of discussions and brainstormed different ideas and had conversations with folks in the communities to see what they wanted. And, you know, we started writing things down and putting together charts. And before you knew it, we found some developers and started piecing things together and, you know, put together a pretty cool marketing kit that people could really get a sense of how to use the app and how to engage with it and how to make the most of it. And so that's how we got here today.
And what, as you were knocking on doors, asking constituents different questions, what were some of the, what was sort of the most unique aspect that was developed into this app based on a need from a voter?
So I think one of the biggest things is that not everybody feels comfortable with sort of calling up their state legislator's office and sort of having that conversation. Sometimes people just want to be able to pick up an app and kind of share what they're noticing in the community as opposed to having to go through that process, because not everybody knows how local government is structured, how state government is structured. And so I think having an app like this really does expand Senator Acosta's reach in terms of the communication that he can have with his constituency. And I also think it's going to be really kind of impactful to see how we're bringing in different age groups into the political process and educating them about civics and how they can sort of make their community their own. And I think so in the next couple of months, I definitely think that we'll start to see a difference in that. And we're excited to sort of review the causes that are coming in through the app and getting a sense of the changing demographics and allowing him to expand his communication, essentially.
And Senator Costa, you're a very visible leader. You deal with constituents on a daily basis, probably a minute-to-minute basis. You're very active. And right now, how are most people reaching out to you? Is it by email, or is it just on the street, or is it by phone?
A lot of it right now, Kevin, is by phone, and we're dealing with a lot of issues associated with the unemployment compensation issue with a lot of folks, but also concern about the status of, you know, back to work and going back to school right now are big issues, but it's primarily by phone right now. A lot of email, a lot of text. This will be another way in which folks can reach out to us and let us know what's happening in the neighborhood, in the community, and us to be able to respond to it and direct people to the right locations and right places to address the concern.
And Be the Change is the app. It's available for free download today on the Apple Store. And I assume that this app will allow you to funnel all your, or sort of concentrate all the concern and be able to see it real quickly in real time as to what is the most pressing concern of various constituents, correct?
That is right. And also we'll get a report about the issues that have been generated over the period of time, several days or a week, and it'll allow us to see trends and see things that are going on in the neighborhood to, again, to be able to monitor that as well. So it's a multifaceted approach to trying to understand what's taking place in the community and disseminate that information to folks. You know, not necessarily myself, but other folks will be able to see it in the district.
And Senator Costa, real quickly, I know that the restaurants are sort of putting an ultimatum to the governor about, on a different note, putting to reopen, I think, in a week. What are your quick thoughts on that?
Well, I think, you know, we've been working with the Restaurant and Taverns Association folks that developed to try to encourage the governor to make changes to his order to make it easier for them to operate and limit some of the restrictions they put into place. I don't necessarily think an ultimatum or going rogue on a particular date is in the best interest of the taverns and licensees. The concern I have is that when we do pass the 7-point plan that Democrats put together, comes with resources from the CARES Act and also modifications to what they have to pay for their liquor and fees and the like. It's about $160 million available statewide. If somebody who opens and goes rogue and is cited, they would forfeit their opportunity to participate in those programs, and rightfully so. So I don't think it's a good precedent for anyone to be able to going rogue on some of these orders that are in place. I mean, for the most part, they're thoughtful and they're well-reasoned orders, and it's a difficult time. We got to comply with it, but often, you know, from time to time, you have to tweak some of these orders, and that's what we're trying to achieve to assist them.
That is very eye-opening information you just shared regarding the restaurants and the possible aid in the future. Senator Costa, thank you so much for joining us. Senate Democratic Leader Jay Costa joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, and congratulations on your new app.
Well, thank you, Kevin, very much. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, Bhavani Patel, as well, the app developer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.